Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My name is Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now, Peter Morici. He's an economist at the University of Maryland, a columnist for the Washington Times and Dow Jones Market Watch. He wears a lot of hats. Peter, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
We wanted to talk to you about President Trump's tax plan here. A lot of details missing. We don't have a lot of details, but overall, from what you know of it, do you think the majority of Americans are going to see some kind of tax cut?
I think the majority of Americans will see some kind of tax cut simply because they're cutting taxes overall. But let's not kid ourselves. This is such a complex change that there are going to be winners and losers. But there will be more winners than there are losers.
Okay, so who is going to lose in your eyes? So the people listening right now going, wait a minute, am I a loser?
Well, if you just bought a house and you really strapped yourself and you went to the limit on interest deductions and so forth, and you make, say, $100,000 to $200,000 a year, you might not like this thing because you just might not like it. If you live in a high-tax state like New York, you're not going to like it at all because they're going to eliminate the state and local tax deduction and they'll use the money they gain that way, which is considerable, to lower rates for everyone. So if you're in a high-tax state like New York, you're going to end up paying more taxes on the basis of that switch around. If you're in a state like Florida that doesn't have an income tax, you're going to gain. Overall, red states will gain, blue states will lose. I like that. I know that sounds nasty and partisanship. I don't know why a waitress earning $55,000 a year in Florida should have to pay more taxes so Andrew Cuomo can basically subsidize his welfare state in New York. My feeling is if the people in New York want liberal policies, then the people in New York ought to pay for them. That aspect of this thing I like. There's other aspects that I
also
don't.
This seems like an inducement to force tax, I mean, to prevent states from having that excuse, being like, well, yeah, okay, if we raise taxes, but you can deduct them on your federal taxes. Now you lose that, and these states are under more pressure to hold their taxes down.
I think that's right. I think that there will be some pressure, though it's incredible how fatalistic New Yorkers are about paying too much tax. When you come right out of law school and you earn almost $200,000 a year to start, you're more willing to pay more tax. And when you have partners in law firms and, you know, making $2 million a year and secretaries making $100,000, I mean, you're more willing to pay tax. I mean, that's just the way they are up there. But fine, it's kind of like the Netherlands. So let New Amsterdam be New Amsterdam, but let's not make New Spain pay for it.
But does that take away votes from Democrats who they need? Listen, Republicans need Democrats to vote for this. Are you going to lose them? Already Feinstein and Schumer have come out and said not voting for it because of this.
Well, let's face it, no matter what they propose, Feinstein and Schumer are not voting for this. You know, frankly, I think that Donald Trump could find the formula, the long-sought formula to turn lead into gold, and use that to resolve the federal deficit, and all of a sudden, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi would become Spanish Inquisition Catholics, call it sorcery, and demand that he be put on the rack until he give it up. You know, the bottom line here is the Democrats refuse to accept the outcomes of elections. Now, I know the guy didn't win the popular vote, and he didn't win it by the widest margin of anybody to get into the office that didn't win the popular vote. But what they never seem to talk about is that the Republicans now have 34 governorships. The one thing I know that Democrats are good at is saying no, and the other is losing elections.
You have the president of the United States. I want to ask you about the politics of this as you're talking about it, because you get the president courting people like Joe Manchin, Heidi Heitkamp, Joe Donnelly, Democrats, all, and trying to get them to to jump on board with this thing. It kind of feels like, given the way that the president's been trending, that he'll be willing to give up some pieces of this tax reform if it means getting enough Democratic support in order to ultimately bring about a couple tax cuts. How do you view it?
I don't view it as giving up. I view it as this thing is only partially written. Most of the details are missing, which means Mnuchin has been cutting paper dollars for the last 9 months. I'm very disappointed in the lack of specifics. But my feeling is there's going to be a lot of horse trading. And the trick here for the Republicans is to not do so much horse trading, you lose the Freedom Caucus in the House, and in the Senate, to do the right horse trading, because let's face it, we already know what Sue Collins is going to do. She's going to vote against it. We already know that. Okay? I mean, Sue Collins is really only a Republican, you know, when she puts her name on the ballot. When she gets down here, she might as well be. I wonder whether she secretly caucuses with the Democrats. We know what Collins, Capito, and Murkowski, you know, are really not Democrats. So, you know, unless you're going to give them money to create more welfare in Alaska, West Virginia, and Maine, they ain't voting for it. And this tax reform is not about creating more welfare, and that's, you know, really all they know about. So let's face it, they're not going to do it. So what you got to do is you got to figure out six or seven Democratic senators who are kind of uncomfortable with Chuck Schumer. And Lord knows, if there's anybody on this earth that makes people uncomfortable, if they have even moderate leanings, it's Chuck Schumer, because he's so severe in his views. I mean, look, he voted against the transportation secretary, you know, for her nomination. So my feeling is that's what you have to do, because I don't think you can find 50 votes in the Republican caucus for this thing. I don't think you can find 50 votes in the Republican caucus for turning lead into gold, because they're turning the crank on the rack. You know, Donald's a big man, so to turn the crank on the rack, you know, Nancy will need some help. She's not quite strong enough. And there will be Caputo, Collins, and Murkowski helping her, you know? My feeling is they don't really have a majority in the Senate, and so they have to find these Democratic votes.
Yeah, and I think there are some things in here, though, that they're not going to be able to vote against, like the pass-through corporations lowering that tax rate, since that's a majority of Americans' corporate tax rates. But as you're right, I'm sure as we go on, we will see them block absolutely everything they possibly can block. Peter Morici, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate
time. Peter, you really do not like Susan Collins. I'm really glad you expressed that.
I don't dislike her personally. Don't get me wrong.
I know, but I can feel it.
Personally.
I can feel the energy.
I disagree with her.
I feel the energy, and I value it very much. So thank you for bringing it this morning.
Have a good day.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.